Hey, before we jump into the show, I wanted to give you a heads up that my free YouTube strategy class is available right now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. On the class, I reveal the one YouTube strategy we use at Think Media to generate over 330,000 views every single day. So if you're new to YouTube, this will help you start right and avoid mistakes. And if you're a YouTube pro, this training will help you multiply your growth. This class is 100% free and you can watch it now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. Now, let's jump into today's show.
Our YouTube channel got hacked. We fell victim to the nefarious plot of hackers somewhere in the world that took over our channel. All the videos disappeared and we didn't know what to do. Now you can imagine the emotions of this event, and the good news is the YouTube channel is back, but in this episode of the Think Media Podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the lessons we learned, a little bit about what happened, the future of the Think Media Podcast, and some other cool need-to-know information. But if it's been a while, Sean Cannell here, super grateful to be hanging out with you. And on January 11th, 2023, we got hacked, attacked, and two-factor authentication was changed from a code to a physical USB key. Attackers then changed our YouTube channel from the Think Media Podcast to Tesla Official and removed all of the team's emails, no longer granting them being moderators. They then changed the icon and the avatar, the banner, and they made all the videos on the channel set to private. The date of the hack was Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. That was a summary that was sent to us from Google support once we eventually got in touch with them. Scary. Now, some bright side, it was nice that the videos weren't deleted, they were just privated. And as a side note, I don't know if you've actually seen this hack, but it's been stunning how many people have been falling into this. I know multiple YouTube creators personally, and I've also noticed from time to time, as I especially look on my smart TV, that one of the recommended videos is Elon Musk Live. Like, there he is, he's live. And I often am thinking to myself, I don't think he's live. And it's from some kind of channel called like Tesla CEO or Tesla Official. And so this is a common hack where they're taking over channels they can crack into, privating the videos, changing the branding, and then pushing a live stream out with some pre-recorded Elon Musk content, putting like a banner on there soliciting crypto and soliciting money, and then getting people to pay in the chat. And a lot of times they can get thousands of concurrent viewers because you think, when you see the avatar of the channel and when you see Elon talking, you think, oh, it's probably him and he's into crypto. It's probably a good idea. So after a lot of conversations and connecting with a lot of people, I have learned that there's Discord groups and groups of different hackers that are really pushing for this. What's also scary is we had two-factor authentication turned on, and we also had a very hard-to-crack password that was from 1Pass, a software that we use. And so apparently what happened, and I'm looking into this still, but I think this was something called cookie hijacking and session hijacking, and I'll break that down in just a second. But it was wild. And for 10 days, our views completely flatlined. All of our public videos, all the momentum, of course, went to zero. But one cool lesson that I did learn is now that we did get the channel back, Google first pushed them out, then eventually re-granted us access. And then once we got in, we had to change the avatar back, the cover back, make the videos public, fix the about page, add the links again. I mean, really just kind of reset it up. But luckily, the videos were still there on the back end. And once we made them public, what is pretty fascinating is this would never be a test I would have done, but having videos that literally were turned off that were ranked videos, videos that were getting suggested, getting found in search, they started to really pick back up to their previous status of getting as much traffic as they were getting. It was encouraging because we have a program called Video Ranking Academy where we really teach people to make videos that get views not just today, but for weeks, months, and years to come. And it would appear that if you have a good ranked video that's being found in search or suggested and it is turned off for a while and then comes back, that it actually can revive itself to its former status. I also want to thank anybody that has been paying attention to this and know that there was a lot of love from the Think Media podcast community on YouTube going to the channel, subscribing or resubscribing because you didn't know what happened when the channel disappeared, or you didn't know why am I subscribed to this Tesla official channel? Super weird. And so thanks for any love. And I asked our community, could you go watch a few videos, maybe turn on uploads and just let it play all night long to get some views and watch time on our past library. So I'm not sure how many people took action on that. But what we did see was, again, the rise came pretty quickly back to those real-time views analytics. In fact, as of this exact moment, we are getting 271 views an hour on our Think Media podcast channel with some videos from October 2022 and December 2022. It's not what it once was yet. So it's not back to the momentum it had. But nevertheless, August 2022, even April 6, 2021, got 61 views on a personal branding video in the last 2 days. And so again, I don't know if anyone made it that far back and engaged with that video. That video on its own, between the content, the watch time, the click-through rate, and the YouTube algorithm, was revived after it was made public. So interesting lessons. So what's happening going forward? Well, a couple of things. Number one, I just want to communicate with you, Think Media Podcast, that we are taking a pause here on the audio podcast so that we can resync. We post 2 episodes a week minimum, typically on Tuesday and Thursday, and you can expect that for us. But I don't want you to be worried when the audio podcast goes on a break here until Thursday, February 9th, because we are getting some of our YouTube uploads that we weren't posting for 10 days because we didn't have access to our channel. We're going to post those video versions of the podcast, and then we'll be synchronized back on February 9th. And so we're taking a little short mid-season finale break, like Yellowstone, taking a pause, nothing to worry about. And in the meantime, I want to encourage you, if you actually haven't spent much time on the Think Media Podcast YouTube channel, you can visit us over there. I will be doing some Coffee with Cannels, which is just kind of a live stream Q&A show. And so if you're not subscribed with notifications on, there's also a couple episodes we just did during our challenge where we talked about 10 things we wish we knew when we started with a couple of creators, Mary's Nest and Dr. Andrea Furlan. We talked about 7 ways to make $1,000. Cool episodes if you haven't visited the YouTube channel recently. So definitely check those out. And then the final thing is, of course, buckle your seatbelt, take a deep breath, because you might be thinking, man, if this has happened to Think Media, this could happen to me. And it's true. In fact, again, for their privacy, because I don't believe they publicly shared it, but some people that are very close to me, I was shocked. People started reaching out. They're like, yeah, this happened to 3 other creators I knew. People I've interviewed back in the video influencers days, people that I'm close with. This is a very common hack. And so we are grateful for the community we have from sharing this on Twitter. I got a lot of smart cybersecurity people reaching out, a lot of smart individuals sharing their point of view or their willingness to help and assist. And so I imagine not just probably in the next month, but really probably for a series of months, you'll be seeing some episodes about staying safe. This is a kind of a wake-up call, and thank God it wasn't our big channel, and it has us thinking more deeply about our cybersecurity, our safety. And it just kind of reminds me of the world we're living in where cybersecurity is a big deal, and it's not something you can be passive about, or it's not something that you can just, something you did a year or two ago is sufficient for today. You want to be ongoing, getting an ongoing education and thinking about what systems do I have in place for protection. And so a couple tips as we land the plane today that I've learned so far, and then of course, make sure you're subscribed for the future. As we talk about more of these tips is, you know, number one, make sure you're always changing your password. I mean, you don't need to always change it, but even every 3 weeks with some of my study revealed how long did it take to crack a password. And so if it's also, make sure it's a very complex password and use something like LastPass. That's actually, I think they've been hacked a couple times. We use 1Password. I don't know if they've ever had any drama. It's been great for us. And what you can do is not only save all your passwords with a master password, etc. But you can generate like much harder to break passwords. Because if you're using like your mom's first and last name, all lowercase with no numbers or characters, it's probably not good enough. Because what people can do is that also they can social engineer their way to figure out those things out. You know, sometimes your security questions will be like, what was your mother's maiden name? It's scary. In the internet, they can go figure that out, you know, potentially. So change your password and come up with good passwords. What is wild is, again, our password was probably, you know, 2X exclamation Z W1, you know, up. And so it was pretty gnarly. And so use as difficult password to crack as possible. To make sure two-factor authentication is turned on. And that could be helpful. But three, you got to know about this cookie hijacking stuff. So the last thing we'll talk about here is, what is cookie hijacking? And what is another word for it is session hijacking. It can occur when a malware program waits for the user to log into a website, and then the malware steals the session cookie and sends it to the attacker. Now, a cookie attack is often initiated when the attacker sends a fake login. So you got to be careful, right? You get an email that you think is from YouTube. Check the email address. It might not really be from YouTube. You think you get an email that you think is from somebody else. That's, you know, these phishing scams, and you click a link. The challenge for us is, Think Media team is big, and we're restructuring manager levels on the YouTube and whatnot. Big enough that different people have been logged in. So maybe they're logged in with their iPad and then a laptop and some different things. And so maybe someone clicked a link. But here's what's crazy. Cookie hijacking. The victim clicks the fake link and lets the attacker steal the cookie. Actually, anything the user types in can be captured by the attacker, and the attacker then puts that cookie in their browser and is able to act on you. So this is how, once this little malware thing is there, they could steal a password. They can, you know, have access to things. But check this out. Sometimes a fake link isn't even needed. If a user is in a session on an unsecured public Wi-Fi connection, hackers can easily steal that data that is traveling through the connection. And this can happen even if the site is secure and your username and password are encrypted. I'm terrified. I mean, I don't know about you. Once the hacker has the user's session cookie, they can log into a website and do pretty much anything you could do, including change your password. And this is often automated, so it happens in just seconds. If the attacker then enables multi-factor authentication, MFA, against the victim, you may never gain access to their accounts again. And so you also can get these little USB keys, right? These physical USB keys. There's a Google one, there's other brands that only let you log in if you plug that key into the USB port. But here's what's wild is, so what these hackers did, and this is what Google let us know, is they attacked, maybe they cookie hijacked, and then they changed R2FA, our two-factor authentication, from a code to a physical USB key. So they used the key on us. They got in, they changed two-factor authentication to the physical USB key somehow. And at this moment, that's all I know. In fact, you know, there's probably some amazing people in the Think Media podcast community that understand cybersecurity that maybe could add value, because we're gathering all the insight, all the wisdom, and we're going to share it with you here, of course, so you could be protected and live. Our pain can be used for a positive purpose. And so anyways, ultimately, logging out is one thing. Thinking about the fact that if you have an open session, and you could look this up, there's tips on deleting cookies or using a VPN or logging off when you're done. That's a big one. Only use safe connections, check the URL. And when the stakes are as high as like maybe the managing account of a YouTube channel, letting somebody that's maybe just a little more fringe, you know, if you had an editor helping you that's logged in and uploading videos, working on a coffee shop Wi-Fi that's unsecure, you know, that even that individual could be a great person and would never do anything, but you just want to be thoughtful. So this episode is not about all of the tips and secrets, because we will be consolidating those. We have some cool guests that'll be coming on sharing more tips on how to protect ourselves. But I want to thank you for being a part of this, and One other lesson that I learned is it's good to diversify your influence and your brand, whether that means, of course, building an email list or whether that means having some other social media platforms. You got to stay focused at the start, but it is good to be diversified. And we are grateful that we not only had another channel, that we not only, you know, have built our email list up. And this is, by the way, another reason why, depending on the different channels you're connecting with us on, you know, let's stay connected. Follow us on social. You know, I hope you're getting emails from us. If somehow the reason those are in your junk or spam, you know, oh, check that out. You're like, oh, there's the Think Email weekly newsletter, and add us to safe senders, because, you know, one outpost in our Think Media empire might get overtaken for 10 days, and we want to be able to still connect with you and pass those lessons along to you to diversify. But the bigger lesson, which was kind of interesting, is you know how passionate we are about video podcasting and how passionate we are about encouraging you that if it fits right for your brand and your business, that video podcasting is incredibly powerful. Not just also pressing record on the camera to record a video podcast, but then we get to hang out with you here on Spotify or Google or Apple on audio. What's cool is if your YouTube channel gets hacked and goes down for 10 days, I know you were able to still connect with us here on the audio podcast, which me trying to just talk myself into a positive attitude while I'm in total despair, fear, and worry, wondering if we're going to get our channel back, was looking at the bright side. I was like, hey, I mean, if the video went down, at least we still got the audio. Like, at least we still have this incredible community over here. And so just some lessons that I'm learning. And if you have any questions, I know in audio, it's kind of hard to respond with those. But what you could do is if you are loving the audio podcast, hit us with a review on Apple Podcast and let me know if you love it, you know, drop some stars. And then you could say, question, I listened to the hacked episode and what do you think about this? Or would love to see this, or you have a recommended guest. Probably better than that. It's kind of inefficient, but I would love a review. Is shoot me a tweet on Twitter at Sean Cannell, rhymes with YouTube channel. Would love any kind of insights or links or resources or questions that you have. Because again, our pain, I believe, can be used for a positive purpose. And we're here for you to ultimately help you win on YouTube, go further, faster, protect yourself, build your brand stronger. We're the guinea pigs. We're out here doing the experiments. And then we want to pass along those lessons and insights to you. So I appreciate you so much. Thanks for being a part of the Think Media Podcast community. We're back on audio February 9th. And if you're hanging out here on audio while you're waiting and you're newer here, check out some of the past episodes. I mean, we are 150 or so episodes into the podcast. And so, I mean, 191, we're coming up on episode 200. Side note, thinking about doing a live Think Media Podcast meetup in Las Vegas, not at episode 200, because that's only nine away, but maybe 250. That might be possible. That'd be relevant for doing sometime this year. Tweet me, let me know if you'd want to come hang out at like a theater and do like a meet and greet and have like a live podcast recording or something. I was thinking about doing that. But anyways, check out some of the past episodes. We got 191 episodes in the archive for you. And if you need that Think Media Podcast fix, and I cannot wait to meet you back here on the audio podcast on Thursday, February 9th, 2022. Talk soon.